time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It is Nate Lull once again here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And again, I'm joined by Hunter Tannersville boys coach Chris Glennon. And it's time now for the Delaware League Boys Championship game, South Courtright and Jefferson Stanford. Coach, I know you've been looking forward to
that. Oh, yeah, real excited here. SK's vaunted 2-2-1 full court press versus Jefferson's 1-3-1 half court pressure. This ought to be a dynamic game.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler's our longtime sponsor, and they have the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take one quick break. When we come back, Coach and I are going to break this one down. Should be a fantastic game here tonight between these two. In case you're just tuning in, you want to know the girls' score. South Courtright girls won their 12th straight Delaware League championship with a 38-26 win earlier tonight over Stanford Jefferson. So we'll be back to talk about the boys' game in a minute here on CDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Coach Glennon with me here tonight. This is going to be a great game. Coach, I'm really interested to get your thoughts. You've played both of these teams this year. SK, of course, can get up and down. They're a young team. So one thing we were talking about is both these teams kind of new to this game, even though SK's been here before.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, SK is going to come out in that 2-2-1 pressure. They're vaunted pressure back to the 2-3 zone. They're going to dare you to shoot from outside. But it's going to be a lot of pressure. And you know who I like in the back of it is Logan Furman.
Yes.
He is solid, strong, athletic, and he gets a lot of tips and deflections in the back of it. So we'll see what they do. I mean, we got to see what they come out in. But that was one of SK's, dare I say, one of the best 2-2-1s I've seen in a while.
And Coach, if you're coaching against a guy like sophomore Connor Carino, one of the most dynamic guards I've seen this year, how do you try to slow him down? He can shoot, he can run, he's good.
You know, the thing is, I'm curious to see how Connor, a sophomore, and Adam Champlin, the junior, come out. You know, are they going to come out with no fear, or are they going to be a little trepidation, a little nervousness? And that might be to advantage for Jefferson, because Connor Carino's had a great season. Like I said to you before, he and my son played AAU together when they were 11-year-olds. My son came off the bench. Connor was a starter, and the only thing that we're waiting to see is for him to grow and get the three-point shot. And he has grown, and he has the three-point shot. He is the complete guard.
I've gotten to watch SK quite a bit this year, and I went up when they played against Hamilton, the very good school from Section 3.
Correct, yeah.
One of SK's only losses, and even in that game, and Hamilton is the number one seed in Section 3. They're 20-0, and Connor still put up over 20 against them, and he was dynamic.
Yeah, he's a pure point guard first, and now with a three-point shot, he is tough. He is really tough. And, you know, his dad is on the bench here, great trainer. Everybody would be lucky to have Jimmy Quarino in their coaching lineup, and he trains a lot of those guys, but obviously he's been tough on Connor, and you're seeing the results.
Jefferson Stanford, one thing I want to note here is that if you're a Jefferson fan, their boys team has not been here in 44 years.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
celebration.
And I think one of the keys is Damian Merwin. If Damian Merwin can get off, and get his shot going. This could be a game, real good close game.
We are going to take a break here for the national anthem, the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game live from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're going to get you the starting lineups here in just a minute. It's Nate Lull, Chris Glennon with you on WCDO. One thing to note here, Coach, South Courtright, somebody tried to dunk it during warm-ups, so they will get the technical, and it's going to be Jefferson Stanford shooting two foul shots to start the ball game. Worst nightmare as a coach? How's that go?
Well, you know, I'm sure Aaron's not happy, but you move past it. It's just unfortunate on this stage that has to happen. I think it was a young kid, and he just snapped the rim, and the ref saw it, so be it.
Coach, I was looking back here in Delaware League history. HT 52, SK 50, and 11-12. How was it that year?
That was a super scintillating game. I mean, it came right down to the end. Laszlo Hainosi, if you remember that name.
Yes.
He scored.
One of the best.
Yeah, and, you know, SK threw one up from half court, and obviously we came away with the victory. So, that's about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Time flies.
It sure does.
Well, let's get you the starting lineups. First for Jefferson Stanford and head coach Mike Brown. And, of course, if you're a local listener, a guy that was just on the floor a few years ago, Colby Fancher.
Can I be remiss if I didn't say this.
Yes.
From the O'Connell coaching tree.
Yes.
The O'Connell coaching tree, because Mike Brown played for him many years ago, and Colby Fancher also played, and played on this stage, Colby Fancher.
Yes.
Great, fantastic point guard.
Remember that game.
So the OC coaching tree is well.
Yes. Yes, it is. Saw OC kicking around here earlier. Saw him at the seating meeting last night. He's doing well. So starting lineups here for Jefferson Stanford. They will start with number 10, Lucas Pacilli. Number 11, Damian Merwin. Number 15, Kurt McMahon. Number 24, Jacob Staroba. And number 31, Spencer Clarine. On the other side for SK and Aaron Kaufman and assistant coach Jim Carino, they start with number 1, Troy Dianich. Number 11, Connor Carino. Number 14, Adam Champlin. Number 15, Josh Anderson. And number 32, Logan Furman. I've been so impressed with Josh Anderson this year as well, Coach. He can shoot the ball. He's tall and lanky and seems to really just kind of get those key buckets when they really need.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a complete team here. Pick your poison. You're going to try to take somebody out, but somebody can always step up, and that's what South Korea's all about, a complete team.
Of course, want to give a special shout-out to our special sponsors here tonight, including the Hobart Rotary Club. And just a quick note, on April 2nd, the Hobart Rotary Club is having a pancake breakfast at the Hobart Community Center from 8 to noon. So stop by there, and they are proud to support SK and Stanford Jefferson here tonight. Some other sponsors tonight include the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Sportsfield Specialties also of Delhi, Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney and Afton, Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, Village Variety in Unadilla, DTC Delhi Telephone Company, and Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. And, of course, that will also wrap up our Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. South Courtright is in the home white uniforms with the blue trim, says South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. And Jefferson Stanford is in the red here tonight with the black and the white trim, says Jefferson. They're wearing the Jayhawks uniform here tonight. Says Jefferson in black lettering across the front of the chest. So we're going to start with those foul shots here from the technical. And the first one at the line is up and good.
Merwin's got a nice stroke. Hey, listen, I'm looking to see Kurt McMahon and Lucas Pacelli dribble drive. They are fantastic dribblers. Let's see if they can get some dribble drive against SK's zone and get in the paint. If they can get in the paint, they can dish off to Staroba and kick out to Merwin. But let's see those dribble drivers. Pacelli and McMahon, let's watch them. They are great ball handlers.
Merwin hits both foul shots, and so they will get the ball and start with a 2-0 lead here in the Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. We are glad to have you along tonight. Nate Lull and Hunter Tannersville coach Chris Glennon. We're underway. See what the Rams come out with on D.
We got man-to-man.
And
man
a quick steal. Furman, head now to Josh Anderson.
Speed. There's the speed. Wow. 2 seconds they were down the court and laid it in. And we've got a violation. Stepped over the end line.
And Jefferson Stanford turns
showing
it over.
Nerves. Showing some nerves.
So a 2-2 ball game, 7:45 to go here in the first, and SK gets it back after that opening layup there by Josh Anderson.
You better close that out, Corino. Close that space or he'll knock that three down.
Corino at the top of the key here, setting it up on offense. Goes to Champlin on the right side and into the corner now for Anderson. They swing it around, and boy, Corino.
Oh, he's deep.
Deep three, no good. Furman, the rebound, dishes it back door, and Corino lays it up and missed it.
All right, we'll see how that affects him mentally. Two quick misses.
Jefferson Stanford back down the floor. We're tied at two apiece. 7:15 to go in the first. Calling the Jayhawks here tonight since they're wearing the red.
Yep.
They go to the left side almost to travel, but he kept his pivot. They'll work it around to the top
hard
of the key.
Hard man-to-man. They're trying to dribble drive. Courtright's extending him to half court.
McMahon back up near midcourt, kicks one into the corner, five on the shot clock, a three is off the mark, and rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, I didn't like that possession. SK kept them on the perimeter, and they got a deep three. Got to do a little bit better.
Here's Corino in the backcourt, and he'll look to walk it up.
1-3-1.
Corino surveying his options here, and he's going to go to the left side for Champlin. Into the corner now for Furman, takes it inside, and it's a block, but we got a foul in the early going, and Furman's going to go to the line. What makes him such a matchup problem on the inside?
Look at the size of him. He's just strength. I mean, he just went right through that zone.
And so 6:38 to go in the first. It's tied 2-2. Delaware League Boys Championship game from SUNY Delhi. Furman cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming. Good crowd is expected here, Coach.
Let's see what he does off this make. Stays in the man-to-man. Or is he going to jump out? Oh, he missed.
Missed the second one. And
stay in man-to-man, I'll assume then.
And so here comes Jefferson Stanford across midcourt with Damian Merwin. Merwin, the lanky guard, into the corner now. Goes for Clarine. Trying to back his way down. Now back up to Kurt McMahon. Far side for Pacelli. Merwin in the corner for three. Got it.
That is a nice strike. Under duress, too. Two guys draped on him, and he drains that three. That was a nice stroke by Damian Merwin.
5-2 now the score with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nice three there.
Oh, Merwin.
Yeah, Merwin with all five. Anderson back to Carino. Steps in. Little up and under for Connor. Hey. Off the glass. It's good.
There's an athletic play.
I don't even know how he got that off. 5:45 to go in the first.
So the makes are 2-2-1 for SK.
Now a steal here by the Rams. They'll look to go in transition. Troy Dienich can't get it to go. And a rebound back for the Jayhawks. Merwin, coast to coast.
Merwin looks very comfortable on this stage.
SK trying to run. We'll dish one off for Dienich. Missed the layup. Rebound Jayhawks. 5:15 to go in the first. It's 7-4. Jefferson Stanford leading South Courtright here in the boys' championship game. And here is Jefferson Stanford, again, going right to left. They're in the red uniforms with the black and the white trim. And call and a turnover back to SK.
I saw Brown get up. I think he was going to try to get a TO. But the five count beat him.
Yeah, they just got stuck there. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Good start here for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, this is fun.
Rams with the basketball. Anderson right side as SK goes left to right. Here is Connor Carino for three. In and out rebound for Jefferson Stanford. Kurt McMahon back across midcourt. Pochilli in the corner for a long two. No, missed it. Rebound Furman. Looking to run. Left side of the floor. Boy, takes it in.
Getting in front of him.
Cannot get it to go, and he's fouled.
Like a locomotive.
He does, at time, really look like the typical man playing with boys,
that's,
you know?
Right. Almost like to see Jefferson reverse that. I mean, when you get a guy as hot as Merwin right now, he's confident. You want him to touch the ball. I mean, he's over here by himself, and sometimes you got to sacrifice to go to the hot hand.
Furman misses the first foul shot, so SK a little cold from the line here to start. Second shot coming. 4:40 to go in the first, live from SUNY Delhi tonight. Delaware League Championship game. Furman misses the second. Rebound for Merwin. It's off to a great start.
Yeah.
Merwin in the backcourt. Shovels it to Pochilli at midcourt. Now back to Merwin. Inside, lost it. And Anderson picks up the loose change. Pass ahead. Pochilli gets back.
Wow.
Traveling violation. But, boy, that was like an interception.
He looks like a free safety back there.
What a leap.
Yeah, he just couldn't contain himself when he came down. Great defensive play by Lucas Pochilli.
Rams will get it in. They go to Carino, left side. Little 20-footer here.
I like that. He missed his previous three. He said, let me dribble in a little bit closer and take a two. I mean, that's a sophomore out there.
7-6 to scores. Carino gets his first bucket, and now a steal by Furman. Looking to run, the big fella can handle it. Dishes off, Champlin down low, and it's fouled. At the right low block with 3:55 to go in the first, 7-6. How do you feel about the pace and everything so far?
It's exciting. It's just what I expected.
So Champlin will head to the line here. Adam Champlin, the junior. This SK team really went out and challenged themselves in the non-league this year.
They sure did. And, you know, Aaron was talking to me about that. At the All-Star meeting and tonight, he's a little disappointed. I said, Aaron, you're doing the right thing, and you're competitive in every one of those games.
Champlin, second shot, short. And a rebound back out for South Courtright. Here's Anderson, now to Carino. Dianich, far side, Champlin, three ball, got it.
I like that kick, too. That's a great backcourt. Connor and Adam Champlin. Champlin's unsung hero.
Yes, he is. And a traveling violation here on the Jayhawks for Pochilli. Yeah, Champlin really doesn't get the credit.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you, when we played him, I thought he was all world.
3:37 to go in the first. SK takes the lead 9-7 here in the Delaware League Boys Championship game. Rams get it in. Anderson in the corner, right side three, too strong. Rebound. Carino fighting out of bounds. Going to stay with the Rams. Good battle there between Carino and Pochilli.
They have a little more box out from Jefferson. They're just kind of out. You can't out jump Furman in the inside there. You've got to box him out.
Anderson doing the inbounding. Dishes one up top of the key here for Furman. Left side, Anderson. 3-point line extended. Killer crossover inside the jumper and a foul. He's going to be shooting two here, Coach.
Yeah, they've got to move. They've got to move their feet a little bit more, Jefferson. They're clipping these guys as they're dribble driving.
3:26 to go in the first quarter. Of course, we had our girls game earlier tonight. SK winning that 38-26 over Stanford Jefferson. 12 straight titles for Coach Burroughs and the girls. Anderson, first one at the line. No good. Boy, ice cold from the line here for SK to start.
Yeah. Keeping Jefferson in it.
3:26 to go in the first quarter. Still a two-point game. Rams leading the Jayhawks. If you're a Jefferson fan, first time they've been here in 44 years. Really cool story. And the second shot is good for Anderson.
2-2-1. 2-2-1 press out of court, right?
Jayhawks with the ball in the backcourt. Here's Kurt McMahon. Double teamed. Step through it. Lost
it. He got hit.
Anderson with a steal. Ahead for Champlin. Lays it in. And Champlin now with five. And SK jumps ahead 12-7. How can the Jayhawks stop the bleeding here? Pacilli, far side, finds Clarine, and he gets it.
Nice move there. I thought Clarine got hit, too.
Yeah, that's two possessions in a row. A lot of contact and no call, and now a traveling violation on the Rams. We'll give it back to Jefferson Stanford. 2:52 to go in the first. Three-point ball game. SK 12, Jefferson Stanford 9.
Staroba's opened out here. Nobody's on Staroba. They don't see him.
McMahon missed him there in the backcourt. You're right, Coach. McMahon gets across midcourt into the corner. Merwin, three. Nailed it.
Merwin. They got to get out on him.
Merwin has 10 of their 12.
That stroke is nice. Soft three-pointer from the corner.
Anderson says, I'll try to answer you. Missed it. Rebound for Furman. And he can't get the right hand, the left-handed layup to go. Out of bounds going back to the Jayhawks. We're tied at 12 apiece with 2:25 to go here in the first. And Merwin shooting the lights out here for Jefferson Stanford. Jayhawks will look to get it in with Pacilli. And they find Merwin in the backcourt. Gets around a double team. Got some contact and a foul here on the Rams.
Merwin was hurt in the beginning of the year because the first time we played him, Merwin was out. The second time we played him, Pacilli was out. So, this last couple weeks, I think it's the first time they've had everybody together. So you're seeing a different Jefferson team.
Jayhawks will look to get it in. They have it in the backcourt. Here is McMahon across midcourt. A reach-in foul here on Carino as McMahon got ahead of him.
I'll tell you, McMahon and Pacilli, they can dribble drive and get to that paint. And if you're not moving your feet, you're going to pick up a lot of fouls.
McMahon, quick and athletic.
Yes.
Ooh. And an over and back call here.
Yeah, you can't pass it to him until he goes in the backcourt. Always bothers me with my kids. Wait till he goes in the backcourt and then make that pass.
2:15 to go in the first. We're tied at 12 apiece. And a silly turnover there for the Jayhawks, unfortunately. Rams will get it back. And Connor Carino wants a three. Too strong. Rebound. Kick back out. And Merwin's going to chase it down. Try to go coast to coast. And he lays it in.
Oh, Merwin is very comfortable on this stage.
Damian Merwin with 12 of their 14 points, and he has settled right in. No big deal. We haven't been here in 44 years. Yeah, I'll just take care of this.
It's a basketball court. Let me just come out and play.
Well, that's what you really got to remember, right,
that's
at the end
correct.
Of the day. It's just a game. Merwin in and out. Rebound Furman. Rams trailing by two, 14-12. 1:55 to go in the first. Pass it inside, and it's good for Troy Dianich. Tied back up at 14 apiece. McMahon in the backcourt. Gets around the defense. Ahead now for Clarine. Off the glass is good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're good. Gets so loud in here, it's hard to hear yourself. Into the paint for Anderson. No good. And a steal right back from him. Fires up a three. Hits it.
That's momentum changer.
Anderson with six.
They stopped him. Staroba got the rebound and then threw it away.
Now a steal by Anderson, and he's fouled. 1:15 to go here in the first, 17-16. Coach, you were just saying you having trouble hearing yourself. We did that three overtime game last week in the Tri-Valley.
Oh, yeah, I saw
could barely hear myself.
Yeah. I didn't know if my mic was turned off.
Sometimes when the crowd gets so into it, it overpowers our gear. Yeah. And that's what I love.
Hey, Clark Fieldhouse is packed right now.
Yep, that's when you know it's a good game. Here's Anderson, left side. SK leading in a high-scoring first quarter, 17-16. We come up on a minute to go. Pass inside. Deanich off the glass and good.
I'm sure Brown's not happy because that was a 3 seconds. He was in there for a while.
19-16. South Court right on top by three. Pacilli's pass is kicked out of bounds. There's the All-State soccer skills of Logan Furman. 52 seconds to go here in this opening frame. And so Pacilli will be doing the inbounding duties here right near midcourt. Same spot they turned it over.
Go into the backcourt.
I think they're afraid to do it.
Yeah, call timeout. He was afraid that it was going to be a 5 second count. They're reluctant to go in the backcourt and see that maybe they don't know. We better tell them.
Timeout.
Always send a guard in the backcourt. It's such an easy call.
Timeout, Jayhawks. SK leads 19-16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. SK 1-for-8 from the line so far. That hurts.
Yeah, no doubt. Up three, though. The thing is, Jefferson cannot let their guard down. This Courtright is coming the whole time.
19-16 our score with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter.
So we have another sideline inbounds play. Let's see if we can get a kid to go into the backcourt and make this a little bit easier.
Hopefully they...
Courtright's taking everything away basket side. Don't hang out this side. Just go back and get it and let's go.
Hopefully they've figured that out. Let's see. They do send...
And they give it to the big.
There we go. Get it in the big in the backcourt. Now to Merwin. Damian Merwin with 12 points here for the Jayhawks in the first quarter. Pulls it back out. Now to Pacilli. 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. 19-16 our score. Pacilli in the right corner. Passes inside for Staroba. Block gets it back, up and in.
Nice recovery for Staroba.
19-18 now with 25 seconds left. Shot for Deanich, no good. Gets his own rebound and muscles it in.
Look how quick they were down the floor. A couple seconds and the ball was down the floor, SK.
15 seconds to go. First quarter, 3-point lead for the Rams, 21-18. Jefferson Stanford with the ball. Clarine, far side, pump fakes, pulls it back out. McMahon, straightaway three, no. Rebound, out of bounds, and that's going to do it. End of the first quarter. It is SK leading Jefferson Stanford 21-18 in the Delaware League Championship game. We'll be back on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back underway, Delaware League Championship game. SK leading by three. Nate Lull, Chris Glennon with you here. SK with the ball. Deanich for three. Didn't look like he let that one go quite right. Furman the rebound and he's fouled.
They got to get a box out on Furman. I mean, he's just wreaking havoc down there.
Yeah, he just has so much size and strength, and
nobody's
done a nice
touching him.
Yeah,
that shot was not a great shot from outside. bounced around and nobody touched Furman.
First shot at the line, no good. 1-for-9 at the line for the Rams. It's really allowing the Jayhawks to keep this
close. Yeah, he's got a side spin on his release there.
Darren Dengler is going to check in now for Troy Dienich. Dengler's another kid that's just strong.
He's solid.
One of the great baseball players as well, along with pretty much this whole basketball team for SK.
Yeah, that was better. Came out of his right hand and left hand was off of it.
Furman's first point, and it's 22-18. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Jefferson across midcourt. And Merwin splits a double team. This is one off for Clarine down low at the right low block. Back to Merwin. Pull up jumper. No. Hit the rim twice. Furman another rebound.
Yeah, Furman is affecting this game. He only has 1 point, but he's controlling the boards.
They go to Carino. Far side three. Got it.
That's what makes him a complete guard right there.
Carino now with 7, and SK has ballooned it up to 25-18. Big possession here for Jefferson Stanford.
They got to get Merwin involved here.
They go to McMahon, far side.
Got space. Merwin's got space. He didn't pull the trigger.
Merwin, McMahon in the corner, a little too long, and a foul underneath.
Surprised that they gave Merwin that much space, but he didn't pull the trigger.
Let's see who the foul's going to be on here for SK. As they put it up on the board, Dienich is going to go back in. It's going to be on Carino, his second.
Ooh.
So he's going to come to the bench.
Yeah, that could affect their offense a little bit.
So the Jayhawks will look to get it in.
Take your pure point guard off the floor. It's going to affect this the way they play.
And here's McMahon on a dribble drive for his first bucket.
Dribble drive in the paint. Nice shot.
25-21, South Courtright leading at Jefferson Stanford. Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi tonight. Anderson, straightaway three, in and out. Rebound for the Jayhawks. Steroba grabbed that one.
SK still man-to-man now.
They're going to go to Pacilli on the left side. Now back to Clarine, the big fellow up top. Down in front of the SK bench. Here's Merwin. He wants a three, forced this one.
That one was forced. Last time he had space, that one he forced.
Champlin, a rebound. Ahead now for Dengler off his hands. He gathers it back up, though, and they'll reset. Dienich, far side, finds Anderson for a three. No. Rebound, Furman. Pump fakes. Tries to put it up. Can't get it to go. Second chance again. No. Missed it.
Got his own rebound.
Another chance here. And a foul underneath.
I mean, he's just wreaking havoc down there. Three offensive rebounds there.
Jefferson Stanford wanted a jump ball. They won't get it. And Furman's just outworking people.
Furman shot it. Shot it over the rim and got his own rebound.
Unbelievable. It shows what kind of effort he puts into everything he does.
Again, Nate, I don't want to harp on it, but no box out.
Furman at the line. First one, no good. But the foul shooting continues.
Yeah, he's struggling.
To be a soft spot here for the Rams. Second one coming here for Logan Furman, the senior. And missed that one. It's in his head now, I think.
His left hand is on it way too long. I mean, he's almost blocking his own shot.
5:50 to go, second quarter. Still a five-point game. South Courtright leading Jefferson Stanford. They flip it to the near side. Dienich with a steal. Ahead for Furman. Oh, he tried to dish it off. He thought he had Champlin. It rolls out of bounds.
But he's in the mix.
Always.
He's everywhere.
And for a big man, he has such good endurance, too.
That's right.
There's Jefferson Stanford in the backcourt. They go to Merwin. Dengler's got the assignment at the moment. Steal.
He picks his pocket.
Dengler, right side, back out Champlin. Steps through.
They got him on travel.
Travel.
Tried the Euro, jump through, and it just too many steps.
So make sure you stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We got a good one so far here from SUNY Delhi tonight. We're glad to have you along.
Here comes the dribble drive from McMahon.
McMahon.
Yep, McMahon.
Trying to find Merwin, tipped out of bounds, going back to the Rams. Little helter-skelter right now. 5:17 to go, second quarter, 25-20.
SK's press will do that to you.
Yeah. You must get so excited to beat it, you throw it away.
That's right. It makes you play faster than your ability.
Top of the key here for Anderson. Now goes to Dengler. Left side corner, the Rams go left to right. Furman, top of the key. Now back to Dionich on the baseline. Shot won't go. Dengler, a rebound. Back out Champlin for three, in and out. Tipped out by Dengler. They keep it alive.
They're missing Quarino, outside shot.
Anderson, back to Furman. He says, I'll take a three. Missed it. Off the front of the rim. Dengler, a rebound. But a foul underneath on Dengler, fighting for position. 4:42 to go in the second quarter. Still a five-point game. If you're the Jayhawks here, you're hanging around. You're playing tough.
That's right. SK's now 2-2-1. Converted from the man to 2-2-1.
Jayhawks with the ball. They get to midcourt. McMahon steps through a double team. Nicely done. Clareen, far side, the big man.
Yay! That's huge. That's huge because he's going to have that shot all night long.
Spencer Clareen, that was 7 points.
Yeah, he's playing tough.
Two-point game.
He's feeding off of Merwin.
25-23, 4:10 to go, second quarter. Chance of defense behind us from the Jayhawks cheering section. Anderson.
That looks like a travel to me.
Out of bounds, it's going back to Jefferson Stanford.
All right, the fans are getting behind this Jefferson Stanford team.
And you would think, too, with each bucket, you know?
That's right.
It just grows and grows. Jayhawks in the backcourt. Bringing it forward. A step through for McMahon. Up and under. Won't go. And that's a foul underneath.
McMahon, that's where he hurt us. I mean, that triple drive, he got down the floor quick into the paint. And he's a good distributor.
He's one of those guys always walks on his toes and just looks quick.
Yeah,
he's got that quick step. So the foul was on Jacob Starova. And this is going to be the eighth team foul on Jefferson Stanford. Courtright has six on them, so this sends, guess who, Logan Furman to the line.
Yeah, let's see if he's figured it out.
First one there, no good. Rebound, gets it back.
Rebound. What a surprise.
Muffles it up, but it won't go, and a rebound for Pacilli.
Where's the box out on the shooter?
Pacilli back down the floor. Had it tapped away by Dienich. And
the back of the backboard.
Yep, he was sailing out of bounds. Yeah. Went off the back of the glass. 3:45 to go before the halftime break.
SK's in man now, full court.
And McMahon will get across midcourt. Look to set it up here. Carino still on the bench, but now he's going to come back in late in the second quarter. Merwin lost it. Steal here for the Rams. Furman in transition. Missed the left-handed layup. And now McMahon down on the floor here.
That's not good.
And the Jefferson Stanford coaching staff's going to come out to...
He challenged Furman on the layup, and I think he got crunched.
So we'll hope that he's okay. We're going to take an injury timeout. 3:27 to go, second quarter. 25-23 our score. SK on top of Jefferson Stanford. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And out of the timeout, the injury timeout, Chris Hardenberg for three, and that brings the crowd to their feet.
He came in for McMahon. And now we got a steal by Pacilli.
Pacilli going coast to coast. Can't get it to go, but he is fouled. And Jefferson Stanford leads 26-25 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Boy, these fans behind us are going
They're
nuts.
Loud. We were both scrambling there. Chris Hardenberg.
Yeah.
Came in, cold, goes to the corner, and bangs a three.
Unbelievable.
They've got
ice cold, too.
And they've got the lead now.
So Pacilli at the line. First shot, in and out. Second one coming. We will hope that McMahon is okay. He's standing up on the bench.
Yeah.
Getting a drink.
Came down on somebody's foot, I think. I think he's okay, but... See what his availability is.
Pacilli misses the second, but then gets a steal. And he's going to set it up here with 2:55 to go second quarter. And they go to Merwin on the right side. Comes off a screen. Dishes into the far side corner. Now gets it back. Merwin. Pump fakes on a three. Now he's going to step into one. Forced it a little bit. Rebound Champlin. Outlet pass Carino. 2.5 to go in the second. Carino says, I'll take it coast to coast.
Nice.
Lays it in.
Take. Right into the paint. Two-step and laid it in.
Carino with 9, and SK retakes the lead, 27-26.
They need Carino out there.
And Jefferson Stanford now with the ball. They go to Steroba down low. The big fella crashing. Can't get it to go. Rebound Carino.
That's a third.
Over the back.
It's a good call.
Connor Carino picks up his third. That's the danger of putting him back in there, right?
That's correct. You know, and it wasn't a hard foul, but it was just enough.
And so Darren Dengler comes back in, and Carino's going to have to sit the rest of the half, and we'll see what the strategy is in the third quarter, too.
Yeah, Carino gives him the outside shot and the dynamic of dribbling in. I just felt like Courtright was a little stagnant with him off the floor.
Pacilli misses the foul shot. Both teams have struggled from the line. Rebound Furman.
All right, Champlin's taking the point.
2 minutes to go in the second. Champlin directing traffic here now. Dienich to the left side. 1:55 to go, second quarter.
Jefferson 2-3 zone here.
SK trying to set it up. They go to Anderson, left side three. No, left it short. Dengler a rebound. Kicks one back out. Dienich lost it. Anderson pops onto it. Pass to the interior for Dengler. Now to Dienich, forces it up off the back of the rim. Rebound Pacilli, stolen back by Dienich. Floats one inside for Anderson, too tall, out of bounds, back to the Jayhawks.
Hey, Pacilli is scrapping down there. He's I don't know what his height is, but he's not the tallest guy, and he's down there getting rebounds. He's a scrapper.
Want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, as well as Cohn and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, and A.O. Fox Hospital, Tri-Town Campus in Sydney. Jayhawks with the basketball. Merwin to the left side. Comes off a screen. Merwin down low. Lost it. And he's on the left low block. He gets stuck there. And a jump ball. And this is going to give it back to the Rams here with 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Actually, no. Going to stay here with the Jayhawks. What a game so far here, Coach.
Yeah, this is exciting. 27-26. You can't ask for more.
Nate Lowe and Chris Glennon with you here. Of course, Coach is from Hunter Tannersville, and he's coached against both of these teams this year, so I thought you would bring a great perspective tonight.
Thanks, Nate.
Pacilli will be doing the inbounding duties. See if maybe they can get Steroba. Gets a screen. Yep, for Merwin. Steps back for three. Hits it.
They have got to close that gap. He is their shooter. Courtright did not close out on that.
Merwin has 15. Yeah, Merwin's got 15. And
wasn't anything special. He just came out, flashed, and stroked it.
Anderson, left side. They go to Furman. Flips it over to Dienich. Steps in, takes it inside, and is fouled. 46 seconds to go in the second quarter.
SK's living by the dribble drive right now. They are forcing Jefferson to play defense, and Jefferson's fouling a lot. Could pay dividends later in the game.
Dienich with 6 points will step to the line here to shoot two. The Achilles heel, though, has been the foul shooting.
Yes.
And Troy hits the first one. He's got 7. Back to a 1-point game. The Rams trailing by a point. Dienich looking for the second one. And in and out. Rebound, Furman. Up and under. Got it.
He's just a man amongst boys here in the rebounding department.
And it's 30-29. The Rams leading the Jayhawks, 30 seconds left, second quarter. And now a steal by SK. Dengler ahead, leaving one off for Deanna.
Nice left hand. Brought him to the right and came back to his left. Nice play.
32-29, coming up on 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Merwin cross midcourt, finds Pacilli to Steroba.
Find Merwin. You got to find him.
Got stripped. 8 seconds left. Anderson in transition. Off the glass and in.
A quick little run from SK.
Anderson with 8, and that'll do it.
That's a momentum changer right there, Nate.
34-29. The Rams leading over Jefferson Stanford at the break.
The 5-0 run there to end the half.
That was huge. I mean, what a run there. Just when you thought it looked like the Jayhawks were going to go into the dressing room with the lead.
That's right. And Merwin looks tired coming off right now. He's had to do a lot this half. Pochilli as well. Pochilli, scrapper down there rebounding.
And what a storyline for the second half. Carino with those three fouls.
McMahon's going off. That does not look good. He's limping.
Yeah, McMahon is really limping, being helped by two teammates to the locker room.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, that doesn't look like he'll be able to come back. We'll keep an eye on it, but a lot of storylines for the second half. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score here from SUNY Delhi, the Delaware League Boys Championship game, 34-29. It is the South Courtright Boys leading Jefferson Stanford here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprise.
Visit online, nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's halftime here at SUNY Delhi. Time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Morabito has been serving the local community since 1927 at Morabito. Our people make energy different. Halftime score here in the Delaware League Boys Championship game. South Courtright leading Jefferson Stanford 34-29. Been a great game so far. Here's our scoring summary for the first half. Jefferson Stanford first. Damian Merwin with 15 points. Spencer Clarine with 7. Chris Hardenberg with 3, and then 2 apiece for Jacob Staroba and Kurt McMahon. We will hope that Kurt is okay with that ankle injury. Didn't look good as he was going to the locker room, but maybe he can ice it up, tape it up, and shake it off. On the other side for South Courtright, 3 fouls for Connor Carino. He still managed to lead the team with 9 points, along with Troy Dianich, also with 9 points. And we'll see how that goes for Connor in the second half. 8 for Josh Anderson, 5 for Adam Champlin, and 3 for Logan Furment. The foul shooting has been tough for both teams, but especially for SK. We'll get a check on that in just a second here. That has really allowed Jefferson Stanford to stay in the ball game. But boy, it's been back and forth and a lot of good effort by both sides. That's what you love to see. Of course, want to recognize some more of our special sponsors here for tonight's games. And a lot of these sponsors not only did the girls game tonight earlier, but tonight's boys game and the MAC championship games tomorrow night as well. We'll be doing those up at Unadilla Valley High School, and they're going to feature Delhi versus Unitego. The girls game at 6, the boys game at 8. Make sure you join me for that. We'll have the Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes before each game tips off. A great way to spend a Friday night. Those games are open to the public as well. You just have to wear your mask. That's going to be 2 really good games if you can make your way up to UV tomorrow. Some sponsors tonight include A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Hobart Rotary Club, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital right here in Delhi as we are at SUNY Delhi tonight. And we'll bring in Coach Glennon back in for his quick thoughts here before we take another quick break here. Went through our scoring summary and everything. A really exciting first half, Coach. How can Jefferson Stanford keep pace here with SK in the second?
I'll tell you what, Merwin. It's the Merwin show. They've got to find him. And, you know, he took a couple shots that were rushed and then a couple shots he passed on. But I'll tell you, he had a great first half. He looked, this stage does not scare him.
No, 15 points for him. He was fantastic. If it's you and your player is Connor Carino, he's got those 3 fouls. How do you handle it early in the third quarter?
I mean, they got to tell him to stay away from contact. We need you out there to be the floor general. You can't be making these silly fouls. And you just got to stay away from contact. That's how valuable he is.
Do you start with him on the bench?
No. You got to run him. Yeah, you got to let him run while he's warm, because he'll probably be warm here in a couple minutes of warm up, and you got to run him out there.
Going to be interesting to see how both these teams handle it. The halftime adjustments in these championship games can certainly go a long way. A great atmosphere here tonight.
And, worried about McMahon, though.
Yes.
Because that's crucial. Because Jefferson doesn't go very deep.
He's behind us right now. He's walking a little bit better. But still, I mean, he's really limping.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. But, do they risk rolling him out? You got sectionals next week.
Yep. That's the thing.
You don't want a high ankle sprain to linger. But their bench is not deep.
We're going to take a break here on our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Our halftime score in the Delaware League Boys Championship, 34-29. South Courtright leading Jefferson Stanford. And in case you're looking for the girls' score from earlier, South Courtright girls won their 12th straight league championship, 38-26 over Stanford Jefferson. So it's the same two schools, or three schools, I should say, here in tonight's championship game. We'll be right back with the second half on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That's going to wrap up the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Here and again, our special sponsors for tonight and tomorrow. We really appreciate their support. Otigo Family Dental, of course, SFCU. They're a proud sponsor of our game audio archive as well as our web stream here tonight. If you're listening online at WCDOsports.com. Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Our guy, Brent Trimble. He's over there in the stands right now looking at his phone. One of the most dedicated fans I know. He's constantly hitting me up. Who won this game? Who won that game? So a big thank you to him, as well as Morabito Energy Products and, of course, Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier.
Trimble was yelling at me as I was coming here tonight. Here with Nate Lowe tonight. That's great.
He's always hitting me up for information, wants to know about different teams I've seen. He's a big-time fan of the Rams. We're back underway. Carino, as you predicted, Coach, is right in there.
2-3 zone out of Jefferson.
Anderson tries a three from the corner for the Rams. It's off the mark. And
a
rebound for the Jayhawks.
That zone if Carino's off the floor.
34-29 the score. Merwin with the ball. Jayhawks now going left to right. Pacilli, left corner. Down low, Staroba. Muscles his way up and gets it to go.
That's a big man play right there. I didn't think he had it, but he muscled it in.
34-31. Champlin, left side corner. The Rams now going right to left in front of their own bench. Carino skips it down low. Pass was too tall, out of bounds.
Yeah, you'd like to see him swing that there. He went for the corner to Champlin, and it kind of got stale.
Immediately got the look from Dad on the bench.
Yeah, I'm sure.
7-10 to go in the third. And Jefferson across midcourt.
We got 1-3-1 out of court right here.
Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Jayhawks. Yeah, some different changes here.
Yeah, a couple changes now. Looks like something. And now we're back to...
Boy, tough to tell right now.
Yeah. A little bit of scrambled here.
Jayhawks with the ball.
3-2 zone, maybe.
Yeah. Furman was running around so much at the top there.
Tough.
Back down the floor for Connor Carino. Right side. Pulls it out. Goes to Champlin. 6:45 to go in the third. Live from SUNY Delhi tonight. We're glad to have you along. Thanks for listening. Carino. College range three. Got it.
Yep. And kind of predictable. He didn't know because you got three lines there, but it didn't matter.
Carino now with 12, and SK leads 37-31. That new college line's pretty deep, and he was way behind that. Steal by Dijanić at midcourt. Numbers, if he can hurry, takes it himself. Missed the left-handed layup. Rebound, Merwin.
Here comes Merwin. Got numbers.
Jayhawks in transition. Merwin himself scores.
I thought that was game one, too.
Damian Merwin with 17 for the Jayhawks. Carino into the paint, and the floater is good.
That's nice.
Such a tough angle, too.
He's got everything tonight.
Carino with 14, and it's 39-33. Rams on top of Jefferson Stanford. 5:45 to go in the third.
Definitely 1-3-1. Furman on top.
Putting your big guy at the top. I love it.
Yeah.
Jayhawks with the basketball. Going left to right. Coach Coffin right in front of the thing. Go get it. And now a steal. Carino, coast to coast, in.
He's taking over the game.
Timeout taken here by the Jayhawks. Their biggest lead of the game here for the Rams. Excuse me, 41-33.
A 7-0 run by Carino.
Boy, he just went from 9 to 16 like that. 5.5 to go in the third. We'll be right back. SK leads 41-33. Delaware League Championship game on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5.5 to go in the third, and the SK boys lead at Jefferson Stanford 41-33.
Out of that timeout, Jefferson looked a little beleaguered. Courtright came out with some swag.
Inside, the bucket is good.
And Daroba.
That's Daroba with six now. That's maybe what they needed. It does feel like the mojo is definitely in the hands of the Rams.
Carino deep again.
Three, it's off the mark to the left. Anderson, no.
Ooh.
A push-off underneath, he gets called. So can the Jayhawks get a little run here? Coach, I'm interested. You got Hardenberg, who hit that three in the first, number 20 out here for Jefferson.
Yeah.
He's going to have to play big minutes.
Yeah. I wonder if that was, a little fluky, but hope for the best.
Hurts to not have McMahon if you're a Jayhawks fan right now. He's a big contributor.
Oh, Staroba. Oh,
steal. Staroba lost it. Ahead for Furman. And he scores, and he's fouled. And Furman now with 5 points. Good hustle back by Pacilli, but he just got a piece of him.
Yeah.
And SK has ballooned this up to 43-35.
You see why he put Furman on the top of that 1-3-1.
Yes.
He steals it. He's going to score it.
And the Rams just wear you down. It's so hard.
Yeah,
shot at the line, no good.
Been there, done that. They always have the deepest bench in the league.
Merwin coast to coast. That's off the mark. And guess who with the rebound? Furman. In transition, finds Carino, takes it inside and scores.
He has become complete. That is a nice move.
18 now for Carino. 10-point lead at 45-35 with 4:20 to go in the third. Jefferson Stanford to the left side.
Gave two guys to Merwin there.
Now another steal by the Rams. Ahead for Furman, but Merwin beat him back to it. They tried the home run ball.
1-3-1 here, and he's only doubling Merwin. Smart play here. Forcing it out of Merwin's hand.
Merwin
somebody
to the left
side. Somebody else got to beat him. That's deep. That is deep.
Merwin, oh boy, right off the front of the rim.
That was a few feet behind the college line, probably out of his range.
Carino, left side three, didn't have his feet set. Ball out of bounds, going back to the Jayhawks.
Yeah, watch what they're doing. As soon as it comes over half court, they're putting two guys on Merwin. Get it out of his hands. Smart play.
So no McMahon. It puts more pressure on Merwin.
That's right. Watch this. He comes over, and they're going to come up, get it out of his hands.
Here is Pacilli to Merwin. He wants that three left side.
Deep again. Very deep.
Yeah, very deep. Just not enough mustard on it. Back the other way. Carino says, I'll take it to the rim. Scores. Carino with 20.
Yeah, Carino's turned this into his own playground.
20 points. He gets to the rim so quick.
That's right.
Sophomore guard. 3:25 to go in the third. It's 47-35. The Rams are in control now. We'll be back on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. South Courtright boys leading 47-35 over Jefferson Stanford with 3:25 to go in the third.
You know, you wonder if all the work Merwin's had to do is his legs are going a little bit. He's come up short on a couple of these three-pointers.
Well, you said, Coach, when he went off at half, you said he worked really hard and he looked tired.
That's right.
He looked tired.
Here comes the double team to McMahon, or to Merwin to get it out of his hands.
And he's got Carino and Furman right in his grill. Jefferson to the far side in front of their own bench as they go left to right. Pass to the interior. They find Clarine
right,
and he's fouled.
All right, that was a good offensive play. Got it into the big.
Clarine had a nice first half with those 7 points. Going to have to try find a way to get him involved again.
That's right.
South Courtright has won the last six Delaware League Boys Championships. Looking for number 7 tonight. Clarine at the line, in and out.
Well, you know Brown and Fancher are disappointed a little bit that McMahon's on the bench. That extra guard makes a huge difference against SK.
You need everything to go right when you get here.
That's right.
Clarine, in and out, and Furman. Wow, the man child again.
Yeah, how many rebounds does he have?
I wish I was keeping track. We'll have to check after the game as down low, a pass to Adam Champlin, and he's fouled. And both teammates, Furman and Carino, go right over to help him up. You love to see that.
That's right.
And so Champlin to the line here. I don't want to look ahead, but I'm so excited to watch these guys play baseball in the spring, too. They were phenomenal the last 2 years.
Okay.
Won the section last year.
I'm a golfer, so I can't wait for the course to open up.
Boy, a day like today where it was
getting a little warmer.
Oh, yeah. Felt good out there. Champlin's second shot is good. Shooter's touch there for Champlin. He's got 6. And SK leads 48-35. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter.
There comes the hard double team to get it. Make him reverse it.
Pacilli to the far side.
Nobody traveled on that side of the floor. He picked his dribble up.
Well, Merwin shot that one after the whistle pretty deep.
I think they called an overload play to Merwin's side, and nobody was there for Pacilli when he caught it on the right side. Picked his dribble up.
Merwin hit that shot too little too late, but 48-35. SK in control after a very close first half. Carino to the right side, got his feet set, left it just a little short. Rebound Anderson underneath, muscled it up, won't go, and Clarine comes away with it. Ahead now for Merwin. Merwin in transition off the glass, rolls off the front of the rim. Jump ball, yes. Staroba got a piece of it, but so did two of the Rams. 2:23 to go here in the third, and SK leads 48-35. Delaware League Championship tonight here, live from SUNY Delhi.
Jefferson's got to get something here.
Jayhawks desperately trying to get in. Merwin.
No double. He's got it. He's in the paint.
Oh. And he gets stripped. Ball comes loose. Anderson hustles on the floor. Pass ahead. Pacilli tracked it down and stole it from Carino. And Pacilli in the backcourt.
Help him out.
Trying to dribble out of trouble, and he gets it to Merwin. Merwin lost it.
Relentless, that's good.
Champlin, Dianich, can't get it. Furman's there. Kicks one back out. Carino for three. Got it.
That's a dagger. Ball moved around. Kick out. Carino three. That's a dagger.
23 for Carino. It's 51-35. And the energy is just all on the side of the Rams right now. And now a steal. Ahead. Furman. And lays it over the front of the rim.
Almost dunked it.
He thought about it.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand for Jefferson.
Timeout. SK leads 53-35 with a buck 27 to go in the third. It's all Rams right now here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
1:27 to go in the third. Damian Gloucester is going to come in now here for SK. 53-35 our score. What a third quarter run here by the SK Rams. So Jefferson and Stanford will have the basketball. A little pressure coming here from Ferment.
Yep, they're still in the 1-3-1.
And that has really turned the tide here, Coach.
Yeah, at the half court, it's allowing them to be regressive. Here comes a hard double team on Pacelli.
Merwin gets out of it. Feeds it to Steroba, far side. Can't get it to go. Gloucester with a rebound. Nate Lowell and Chris Glennon with you here tonight. A pass ahead and travel.
Yeah, I thought he traveled.
Great pass from Carino to Furman, but he shuffled his feet. And SK's looking to run now, looking to run.
I mean, it's pretty special when you can put your big man on the top of a 1-3-1.
1 minute to go here in the third. Another steal. This one by Gloucester, fresh off the bench. He wants to take it in, and he's blocked from behind by Merwin.
They've stolen that pass three times. You know, you can't go east-west there. You've got to get something in the middle of the floor.
A minute to go here in the third. It's 53-35. Dianich is going to come back in. Let's see who comes out of the ballgame here. Carino, smart move. Get him a little extra break. Carino went from 9 to 23 right here in the third quarter.
That's why you start them the second half.
I love it, Coach. That's why you're here telling me how to do this. Gloucester is fouled as he gets it in. See, I think I would have been nervous. Like, what if he goes out and picks up another? I guess you got to trust your guy, right?
And look what happened. He took control of the game.
Just exploded. He's so much fun to watch. And here is Gloucester at the line. First shot is good. Another big guy off the bench that they can use.
Yeah, they've got, this is SK. This is SK depth and skills.
Second shot, good. Darren Dengler coming back in. Champlin's going to get a rest.
You don't lose anything on your defense when you rotate these guys. They're all solid.
55-35 our score with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Here at SUNY Delhi. In the gym, it's very quiet right now as SK is really just taking some life out of this. Merwin to the left side for three. It won't go. Furman rebound.
No legs, and that was deep.
Back down the floor for Dianich. SK going to work a little clock here. They go to Anderson right side. Now to Furman. Back to Anderson. Gloucester, top of the key. Dengler into the corner. Dianich. Good ball movement here by the Rams. Back out Anderson. Into the paint. Down low and a foul with 23 seconds to go in the third.
With McMahon out, too, Jefferson has not been able to play more aggressively on defense. They've kind of dropped back into a 2-3 zone. The 1-3-1 is not there now.
Aiden Haynes will come in here for SK. You feel for McMahon.
Yes, we do.
Because he was playing great. Hurts his ankle there.
gives them that ball handler and speed.
Tight game at halftime, and it just hasn't worked out here. Second half for Jefferson Stanford. Luis Ortiz coming in now for the Jayhawks. Coach Brown trying some new things here. SK gets it in. Here is Furman at the top of the key. Beats his man, takes it down low. We got a charge.
Yeah.
And a good job there by Hardenberg to sacrifice the body. I'm sure that did not feel good.
I'm sure.
So 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Jayhawks with the basketball. They'll bring it down. Getting across midcourt. It's tipped.
Another tip, deflection, steal.
Furman.
Balls ahead to Furman.
Off the glass, good.
It's like a broken record.
9 for Furman now. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Merlin with a half-court heave. No good. 57-35. The Rams in control now over Jefferson Stanford. Delaware League Championship game here on CDO. We'll be right back.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the SK boys make a big run and push ahead of Jefferson Stanford 57-35 as we hit the fourth quarter. Connor Carino fires in 23 points for the Rams. Coach, he's putting on a show.
He is. He looks like he's out here on the playground just enjoying himself.
He's smooth, and I think he's still got a lot of room to grow, like physically, I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could be back here in a year or two, and he could be 6'2". Who knows? I mean.
Yeah, that's scary.
SK with the basketball. Hey, steal. Now by the Jayhawks. Luis Ortiz down the floor. Finds Pacilli. Spin move stripped by Champlin. Champlin back the other way, trying to take it coast to coast. He gets hammered there. No call. Rebound. Ortiz gets tied up. And we're going to have a foul here on SK, it looks like, with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm going to double-check myself, but if SK goes on to win, I believe this will be 7 in a row for them. The last time someone besides SK won was a game that got snowed out, actually. I believe it was in 13-14. I'm going to look back on my sheet here that I have on my phone.
I know we got them in 11-12, and I thought Margaretville got them the next year.
And then there was a game that didn't have SK in it. It was like Davenport-Gilboa, and it got...
I thought Gilboa got snowed out, because I remember Gilboa made it. You're very right, because it was Gilboa, SK, but it got snowed out.
Because they had
pretty sure.
They have
maybe Gilboa, not SK, I can't remember.
It had Davenport and Gilboa.
Okay, you're right.
In 13-14 as co-champs.
Yeah, snowed out. I do remember
snowed
that.
Snowed out. Strange, you know, that...
Yeah, I was so happy Brandy Dumas that year. He got to the championship game, and then they couldn't have the game.
Gloucester down low, and he scores off the pass from Furman. Gloucester getting some good minutes here, and it's 59-35. Jayhawks finding Clarine down low, and he's fouled.
Well, there's one guy that has not quit here tonight, and that's Lucas Pocelli.
Yes.
I mean, he is a scrapper, and he's continued to play hard.
So, yeah, that would mean SK's won 6 in a row, nothing for COVID last year. So this would be 7 if they hang on to win. And there's a part of every sports fan inside of you that would love to see this Jefferson-Stanford team. Of course,
sure,
Jefferson not being here in 44 years, you'd love to see it.
It's a great story. It's a great story. They'll rebound. They just got to get McMahon back for sectionals. Now, you said they're playing home. Jefferson-Stanford's playing home against?
Yes, I believe against Marathon.
Against Marathon, I think you're right.
Going to double check it here.
Don't know much about Marathon. I just know they're always good. So
it's a 6-11 game.
Yeah.
From what I've been told on Marathon this year, down a little bit, but still two good guards
that are
strong.
I'm sure they're dangerous.
Yeah, they always are. Furman's coming towards the table. Look out here.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm good for this about once a year. A player, Logan Furman, came flying into the scorer's table, knocked the power out. We're back.
It looked like it was 3D. He was coming right onto the table for us.
He was coming right at us. He hit the side of the table.
He might have broken the Bronco on the other side of the scorer's table here.
I mean, that's not the guy you want to see coming first at you.
Yeah.
That happens probably about once a year. We were doing a Cooperstown boys game 2 years ago, the COVID year, and we had a guy dive for a ball out of bounds, took all the gear right off the table.
Yeah, well, both of us were getting up to move.
Yes, we were.
I saw him coming from half court. I was like, well, we're not going to win this one.
And he wasn't going to stop.
No.
Knocked the power out. We quickly got that restored, and we're back underway. We didn't miss a whole lot. But 5:40 to go here in the fourth.
We were lucky we had a timeout in there.
We did have a timeout. I was trying to say, here he comes, and we might get knocked off the air. And by the time I said, here he comes, it was over. Anderson trying to take it to the rim, missed it, and a rebound here.
You didn't lose your cool, Nate. Well, you did not lose your cool.
I said, well, we looked down, couldn't get anything working, got the power restored. We're good. And a shot here by Staroba won't go.
Nice pass from Damian Merwin across court to Staroba, found him.
59-35, our score. SK leading at Jefferson Stanford here, live from SUNY Delhi. It's the Delaware League Boys Championship game here tonight after our little power interruption. That's always good for a moment. And the shot at the line here for Staroba, no good. It has just not been the second half that the Jayhawks were dreaming of after a fantastic first half.
Yeah, the start of that half, I'm sure Aaron got after his guys, played a little bit better defense, and we saw it.
And so Staroba good from the line for the second shot. He has 7. So 5:10 here to go in the fourth. It's 59-36. South Courtright boys on top. And they go to the far side. Dianich dials up a 3 and hits it. It's all going in right now. He's got 12. And it's 62-36 with 4:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Merwin down low, stops, pump fakes. Clarine in the corner for 3. In and out. Rebound comes up for the Rams. And Dianich in transition, trying to go coast to coast. Rolls off the front of the rim. Aiden Haynes with a rebound, and they're going to get him for a travel here, I believe, right?
Yes.
Going back to the Jayhawks. Gloucester's going to come back in. Dianich to the bench.
Wealth of players here. Some of these guys coming in are pretty solid.
Coach, what's your philosophy on, you know, you're up big like this. When do you start to take guys out? Are you worried about injuries?
Yeah, I think so. And I think he's rotating guys. I mean.
Pass down low for Clarine, and he finishes.
He left Furman in for a while. He was having a good game. Florino's running the show here. He's probably trying to get him a little bit more and then probably pull him.
62-38, SK on top with 4:10 to go here, fourth quarter.
Using clock, smart, wise.
Delaware League Boys Championship game here live from SUNY Delhi.
Good defense out of
Carino. Now finds Champlin. They go back to Carino on the inside. Jumper is good. He's got 25.
He hit that. It's probably time to take him out now. Got him a bucket. Because, yeah, you don't want to risk injury with what's coming up.
3:45 to go in the fourth. Some potential big matchups looming as we got a jump ball. It's going to go back to SK. I'm looking ahead at the semis, Coach.
I got Champlin limping here.
And Champlin coming out here. Hope that he's okay. Maybe just a cramp from the looks.
I think he rolled his ankle.
Gonna hope that he's all right.
Yeah.
Carino with the basketball goes to the left side for Anderson. I'll get back to that thought on sectionals in a moment.
Yeah, they got a week off, right? They have a bye.
They do have the bye. On the baseline, Byrne is in the game now. Owen Byrne, great soccer player for SK. Gloucester far side. Anderson straight away three. No, off the mark, out of bounds. A potential 2-3 semifinal matchup. Barring no upsets, would be SK and Deposit Hancock, who plays in the MAC. Good team.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. Played in Hancock in sectionals one time.
Mm-hmm.
But you would know. That would be a good game, huh?
They got to their league semifinals.
Okay.
Lost to Delhi, who's very good again this year. They got some guards.
You need guards against SK.
Got a big guy who's kind of a combo guard type of guy.
Okay.
So it could be a good game, and it would be right back here at SUNY Delhi.
That's right.
3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Still some time left in this one.
Got Merwin on the foul line now. Different look.
Trying to get him involved. Pull-up jumper.
No legs in that shot.
No, just kind of a line drive.
Yeah.
2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 64-38. Rams leading Jefferson Stanford. Here's Carino. Dishes down low for Aiden Haynes, and he hits it.
Yeah, it's safe to take Quarino out now. I don't know what he's keeping him in for, but
66-38.
Good pass from Connor.
And here comes some guys down the line. Yep. Going to check in. Great first half tonight by the Jayhawks, but just ran out of gas. The injury to McMahon was certainly a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, I think Jefferson dropped their heads when McMahon got hurt.
Pass down low for Pacilli. It's intercepted back down the floor here for SK. Gloucester's going to take it in and scores. And he's got six off the bench.
Yeah, he looks pretty solid.
68-38 with 1:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. They'll look to dish it to the far side. Another steal by Anderson.
Kaufman told me a week ago that he didn't have much depth, but I'm questioning that comment because some of these guys look pretty good.
Timeout taken here by Coach Coffer. We'll keep it right here as he's just trying to get some subs in for these different guys. I like what you said earlier. You were talking to Coach Coffer. He was frustrated about those non-league losses when they went out. But, I mean, they played Johnson City in A school, lost pretty much at the buzzer.
Right.
Hamilton, the best D team in Section 3, potential regional matchup.
Right.
And Maine Endwell, who was also a very big, I think they're a big B or a small A.
Yeah, but that's what makes Coach Kaufman so good. He's never satisfied.
No.
You know, the expectation is high from him, and he's disappointed. Doesn't matter who they play. But I think it's prepared these guys. It's definitely they're playing at a different pace, different speed.
Yeah, I think it really is going to pay off for them here tonight, as it has, and into the sectional tournament. A three for SK from Anthony Martinez is short and out of bounds, and going back to Jefferson Stanford with a 1:35 to go. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll wrap up tonight's broadcast with our post-game show as the Rams look for their seventh title here. A steal, but no, kept in. And now a steal by Haynes. Second chance at it. Haynes coast to coast, stops, is blocked from behind.
Another rolled ankle over here.
Yeah, another Jefferson player with a rolled ankle. Luis Ortiz heads to the bench. Not the time of year you want to have injuries.
No, it's a nightmare.
Going to hope that he's okay as he limps off.
They got to play Wednesday night, correct?
Yes. Yep, yeah. The tournament will start with the girls on the 22nd, the boys on the 23rd, and we will be off and running into the sectional tournament. Almost a steal here at midcourt as SK continues to roll some guys in. Ben Anderson in for the first time tonight.
Extended 2-3 out of SK.
All the starters out for both sides here at this point as they look to finish this one up here tonight at SUNY Delhi. And the SK boys and girls are going to go home victorious and add another set of trophies to the SK Rams trophy case. Steal by Anderson at midcourt. Gets it ahead for Owen Byrne. We'll pull one back out here with 55 seconds to go in the fourth. Byrne for three. In. Hits it.
Wow, that was deep.
Owen Byrne from way downtown.
The bench is all up. Obviously, he's a favorite teammate.
71-38 going for a steal. It's knocked away. Byrne had the game-winning goal in their regional run this year in states in soccer.
I recognize the name.
Great soccer player. And he hit that big three right there.
It was deep.
Very deep. 30 seconds left, and SK is going to walk it down the floor here.
Yeah, it's tough to come off the SK bench. You want to play, but you got to do the right thing here, not shoot the ball. But some of these guys, they want to play too. They want to score.
Anderson's going to float one to Byrne on the left side. Far side tipped out of bounds as they were looking to go to Martinez there with 13 seconds left. And again, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players coming up in just a minute. They'll get it into Anderson. He's going to fire a three straight away. Got it. Anderson.
Wow, that looks good.
That looks effortless.
And we had great rotation on it. It was deep. Nothing but net.
And SK wins 74-38 as they win their seventh straight Delaware League Championship game. We'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here, post-game show, as the SK boys win their seventh league title in a row, 74-38 over Jefferson Stanford. Let's do our quick scoring summary. 17 for Damian Merwin, 9 for Spencer Clarine, 7 for Jake Staroba, 3 for Chris Hardenberg, 2 for Kurt McMahon in the first half before he got hurt. I think it might be a different game if he's in that second half.
I believe it would. I still think SK came out in the second half and played a little bit better defense. So it would have been a closer game, but I think the inevitable happened here tonight.
25 points on the other side for Connor Carino. He was fantastic, and he really got going there. 12 for Troy Dienich, 9 for Logan Ferment, 8 for Josh Anderson, 6 apiece for Adam Champlin and Damian Gloucester off the bench, 3 for Ben Anderson, 3 for Owen Byrne, 2 for Aiden Haynes. And the big guys just got it done tonight for the Rams.
That's right. Logan Ferment was everywhere.
Yes, he was.
It doesn't show up in the scoring, but The intangibles, you know, we didn't have a rebounding stat, but he had to be up around 15, 16 rebounds. It seemed that way. He controlled the boards.
Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Connor Carino tonight, the 25.
Yeah, it's definitely Connor Carino, and yeah. I said it before, this was Connor Carino's playground out here. He was rolling in threes, he was running the floor, getting the layups, and he was out on their press. It was his playground tonight.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. You want to go Furman here?
Definitely. Logan Furman, I mean, here he is rebounding offensively, defensively, and then he's playing out on top of the 1-3-1. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who has that luxury? You can put your power forward out in the front of the 1-3-1. You're always looking for a quick guard. Furman stole it and converted.
And so lastly tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. You want to go Merwin here?
Yeah, you know, Lucas Pacelli, I love his heart. He played hard, but Damian Merwin was the heart and soul of Jefferson Stanford tonight. Nice athlete, great outside shot in the first half. I think his legs wore down in the second half.
Yeah, he had 12 points in the first quarter, finished with 17. Really great effort, so we will give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award.
Very good.
That's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. A sweep for the SK girls and then the SK boys. Two trophies going back down the road here to SK Central School. And, Coach, I can't thank you enough for coming
tonight.
Thank
you. Are you kidding me?
This was
great. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. I have an all-new respect for broadcasters. It's a lot of work out here.
It is, but you know what? It's well worth it.
It sure is.
You get to have the best seat in the house for these games.
That's right.
So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We certainly appreciate all his hard work. And remember, we'll be back with the MAC championships tomorrow night. 6 o'clock is the girls' game, 8 o'clock the boys. Both matchups are Delhi versus Unitigo. I know our good friend Coach Bruce was texting
us,
the Delhi girls coach. He'll be up there tomorrow. Those games are at UV. They are open to the public. There's a fee to get in, but just wear your mask, and you can go watch two really good basketball games
this
tomorrow
is the
night.
Best. Yeah. The back high school championship basketball is the best.
That's going to be two wild and crazy games tomorrow night. Can't wait. So the Delaware League Championships in the book. And for Chris Glennon, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Nate.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, and we'll see everybody tomorrow night here on WCDO Sports. Take care.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.